Of course, the fact that words mean nothing means the shattering of the possibility of trust. And the vampire loosed runs. Power has quite literally stolen our words when they are hollowed out to zeros and turned over to mere inventive manipulation of what, denuded of heart, is weighted by power with rationalism. Mutual confidence comes from a common language, from having our words back on which conviction, certainty can grow. Kropotkin tells us that mutual confidence is the first condition for courage. And we can't have confidence if nothing is certain. Now, I think the sense in which Kropotkin means that is both societal and spiritual, that we feel our brothers and sisters out there, even when we can't see them, and that the structure of society has to be designed to forward our confidence in each other. It has to be the emblem of our future. It has to give it its design. So I believe we should be asking, how can mutual confidence be reflected in the design of our world? And our upcoming shows, I think, I hope, will be useful in helping us think through the musculature of a world in which each one of us is actively, consciously actively, uncoerced actively, growing that world with our lives, in which the world is a garden blessed by the heathen rainfall, us. That phrase kept coming up for me. It's a line, and Christopher Fry is a magical person. It's magic to me when someone can compress so much in two words. That's why Bob Marley is magical to me. And that's why Emily Dickinson is magical to me. Heathen rainfall. That's a line in The Lady's Not for Burning, in which one of the characters, the woman who is the subject of this witch hunt, opens the window and smells the garden and says, you'd think, because there's a priest or a vicar or whatever has just been in the room and left. And she says, you'd think our friend had been baptizing the garden, but no, it's just the heathen rainfall. And I like that phrase so much because it says so much. You have to, like I said, let it bloom in your mind, especially in the context of that play. So check out that play, please. We need it to be revisited.